Woo, what memories, what memories. I tell you, we had to fast forward it. I wish we could have showed you the whole enchilada. Really, it was really an amazing trip. So let's just let the team be seated and take you one at a time. Or you want everybody to jump up here? What do you want to do? Everybody, come on up. Let's appreciate the team. Come on, everybody, come on up. Come on up. We had 16 go from Oak Grove Assembly. We had 13 between Calvary Christian had 4 and Peace Chapel had 9. Yeah. And then Shreveport had 5 guys to come in. Here's the deal. I'll tell you, I'll start it off. If 2 of those guys didn't come from Shreveport, we wouldn't have had any welders. So we were on the roof doing the beams to put the roof for the community center. It's going to be the only basketball court anywhere in that area of the Dominican Republic. So give the Lord praise because we were able to do that and help that be done. And so that that was good. We had Randy Spillers was part of our last church. He got saved in 1998 in his front yard. Led him to Jesus in his front yard in 1998. Took him on his first missions trip, which was to Mexico, where he met Abraham, the young man you saw there, and his Abraham's parents were missionaries to Mexico, Matias and Zena. And we moved and came to Springfield, but Randy kept going to Mexico every year from the Shreveport Church, Gateway, Broadmoor, and basically watched Abraham grow up. So he's now 22, and I meet him there in Dominican, so he was there. Just amazing, amazing trip with those 5. And then the 13 from the other churches. I want to say this before I turn it over the mic. Because we let other churches come and be a part of our team, when we leave and embark next year on a missions trip, 3 other churches will also embark. So we multiply ministry when we do ministry with other people. Could you give the Lord praise for that? So instead of us taking a trip, it'll be 3 churches taking a trip because we walked alongside of them to give them. And I want to give some appreciation and shout out to Miss Carol, who always takes care of all of the details and all of that. Would you help me appreciate that, Miss Carol? So Tammy and Michaela came with us. I'll let them testify. Michaela started off really, really sick, but about the second day got her wind, got her health back, and it was a great, great trip. I appreciate all of these, and I appreciate all of you who helped get them there. Okay? So God bless you.
Well, I felt very privileged again to get to go and represent the Lord in Oak Grove. It's always amazing. I always know that when I go on a trip like this, that it's not, God asking God to use me for the people there. But I always know that He's going to do a work in me while I'm there. And it's always amazing to me that in my weakness is God's strength. And the amazing thing going to these countries where I do not speak their language, they do not speak ours, is the ministry time that takes place at the altars. And just how, that divine transaction takes place when you are willing to pray in English over somebody and seeing them weep at the altar, knowing that God has touched them. So that's always a major thing for me to get to witness that, because it's not me, it's the Lord doing the work. And then one of the most other things that was very impactful for me on the trip was on Sunday morning, we were at a small church that had a roof and no walls. But there was a single mom there with, I don't remember if she had 3 or 4 children, but she was just incredibly burdened. She'd been at the main church that we were at in Esperanza as well. But so I got Abraham to come over and interpret, because after I'd prayed, I just felt the Lord wanted to do more, so I began to ask questions. And come to find out, when she had become a Christian, her husband left her, her family left her, and she was without no home and no biological family there supporting her. And so the church was trying to help her build a home. Her youngest baby was sick. And so Irene, our missionary's wife, began to ask the pastor questions about, you know, how the church was helping. And the good news was that morning our small team contributed $700 to help her get to the doctor and towards her, the church building a home for her. So I just praise God for a team who not only took time off, but, you know, and extended themselves already financially, but the entire trip that we were there, every single one of our members was extending themselves beyond to help meet the needs there. And so I can't wait to hear the story about Maribel and what God has done through our hands there.
All right, well, I was, like, extremely stressed out when I started out on the trip, and so, like, that was partially why I was so sick, like what Pastor mentioned, but, like, once I let go of all that, it was just really good to, like, be with a team that connected so well as a family and stuff, and it was also really cool to me to see, like, how well you can connect with people whose language you don't even speak. I mean, I've been on missions trips before, but I felt it even more like this time. And like, I had a bond with an older lady that I met like instantly, and we got to know each other kind of well in a night through the translator, and she probably made like the biggest impact on me in the trip, so.
This was my first real missions trip. I went to Kansas City for the weekend, but I always said that I would never go out of the country. It scared me. So one of my biggest prayers was that I wouldn't get left there and that I would get to come back. So that was answered. And then I had never been away from my son for more than 2 days. And so that was a big deal for me. And so my other big prayer was that God would not make me miss him so bad that I wouldn't get to experience the trip. And I kind of felt bad at the end because I felt like I missed him, don't get me wrong, but I kind of felt like it should have hurt more, you know. But then I realized that it was just God answering my prayer, because that's what I'd been asking for, yes, for months. The whole trip was amazing. The services, Pastor kept saying they were going to be super, super long. That kind of made me nervous. I love church, but I didn't know what super, super long meant. But once you were there, they didn't seem very long. Like, it was a lot of fun. The people were super happy. I didn't hardly understand anything, but I did pick up on some more Spanish than what I knew, other than hi. That was pretty much all I knew. And then I made up my own Spanish words, you know, too. My roommate was awesome, Michelle, so that helped the trip too, and the whole experience was great, and I do think that I will definitely be going, hopefully, every year, if I can swing it. So.
This was my first time out of the country for missions trip too, and I didn't know what to expect, but there's so many things. But one thing I do want to tell you, just to brag on our leaders, was, and it really just really impressed me so much, was we went to the church that had walls and dirt floors and no roof. And so Floyd McDonald, he preached that night. And so he was preaching, and he just gave an awesome word. It was really powerful. And then at the end of it, I can hear, you know, like eavesdropping, I guess, because he comes up and he talks to Pastor, and he said, "Let's just do this roof right now." He's like, "I got $400 right now. I've got $400. And it was like Brad, McAtee, and Pastor, and they all came together, and they took care of the roof right there. And I was like, we have leaders that practice what they preach. You know, we could go give a word to those people that have been praying for that roof for seven years, and our pastors go and they take care of it and preach the word. And I was like, it was the two paddles. it was so, that just really impacted me. And it wasn't like, oh, should we not? It was like Floyd said, "Let's do it." And Pastor's like, "Okay." And Brad's, "Okay, let's do it." And it was just, that really impressed me with our leaders. And then another thing that really was cool was, a lot of times I think we feel like,
you know, maybe we should be doing more for God. We should be doing more for God. And, you know, maybe if we were leading something, or if we were up on the stage, or if we were doing these things that are more in the spotlight, that would have more value. And it was awesome because the Holy Spirit would highlight things to me that were anointed with Him. And it was one time Chelsea was handing out power rates, and God's like, that's me. And another guy was lifting up a beam, and he was like, that's me too. And it is the little things we do where God is involved and His Holy Spirit is working and His anointing power is there. And there is value in that because it has to be done. And I think we say that, but I think it became a new revelation for me that it's He's even in the little things. And there is so much. It was an amazing experience. I would do it a million times over. So.
Well, this is the first time I got to go on a mission trip with Oak Grove, and like Chelsea said, I hope to be able to go every year. It was an incredible trip, but one of the things that just, you will probably hear it throughout, we've said it a lot, is we've had several different churches, but it was really one team, because we all went with the singular focus of, let's love the people and give them Christ. And you couldn't tell where one church was and the other church was. If you would look around, it was one big family. And I've been on trips where one church has divisions. And this was four churches coming together, and it was like one big family. And that's the way the body of Christ is supposed to be. It's not about, oh, our church and your church and all this. It's one family. And if we ever get that, like we got there, imagine what would happen to Springfield. But the thing that also hit me was not only the unity amongst our team, but amongst the churches that we were at and that we were ministering in. I can honestly say I read Paul's letters, and he always says, oh, I long to see you again. Oh, we are always in prayer for you. I can't wait to get back to you. And you think, oh, I understand that. And this trip, it really hit me because we made such heart connections with all the people in Dominican and the churches that we were at and the pastors that were there, the people that we ministered to. And toward the end of the week, they were also just coming up. I mean, it was one big service where we would go and pray for them. They would come and pray for us. No language barrier, but the same Holy Spirit that was able to do the same work. We could pray, and they wouldn't know what we were praying, but the Holy Spirit knew what they needed and was ministering. And it was just one big family and one big body of Christ down there with several language barriers, several different churches, but Christ was the focus, and it was the most unified church services that I've been at. So that impacted me the most.
Man, oh man, this is going to take me like an hour. No, I'm kidding. I don't even know where to start. The first thing is, I don't know how any of those churches have roofs on them, because when these people worship, they blow the roof off of the place. I mean, it is so loud. One of the churches we went to had the speakers in the windows facing out so they could hear it in the neighborhood. It was just amazing. But the thing that stuck out to me the most was, I think, and I told Clay and Floyd this while we were there, I think it was Sunday night was the last night of the youth rally. And I mean, we started the altar time and we were there probably pushing 3 hours. And we had just had a conversation about there's a time, you know, we got a time frame, they got a curfew, they got to be back. And we didn't blow the time frame. The Holy Spirit just totally did not care about the curfew. And so we were praying and praying. And the thing that amazed me was, we were there to pray for these people and to pour into these people. But if you step back and looked, they were praying for us, and there were people in the back praying for each other. And I mean, they would come seek you out and pray for you. So it wasn't just us. It was just, and I told Clay and I told Floyd this, we experienced a glimpse of heaven while we were there during that service. It didn't matter what language you spoke, what color your skin was, what clothes you were wearing, whether you raised your hands, whether you were timid. It did not matter. Everybody, and I mean, I've been in some loud places, and this place was so loud that as we were praying for people, I was screaming my prayers and had no idea what I was saying. okay? I mean, it was loud, and it was all for the glory of God. We didn't care what anybody across the street thought. We didn't care what anybody walking by thought. As a matter of fact, we were really hoping they heard it and come in and join us. It was just amazing to people you can't even really communicate with, because I already have a terrible accent, so just imagine me trying to speak Spanish with a Tennessee accent. I got laughed at every time. They could kind of understand, but they're like, they literally laughed at me. But just the fact, we didn't even have to even know what each other was saying. And I was also told my name didn't mean anything in Spanish. So, but anyway, I'm okay. I'm over it. But we didn't even have to understand what each other were saying. And there were a couple of times where, just out of curiosity, I would pray with somebody, and I would just ask the translator, I'm like, what did they need? And almost every time, the translator would say, well, they needed this. And it was exactly what I was praying for, and I had no idea what they said. And it was a prime example of us, the only thing we had to rely on in order to understand those people was the Holy Spirit. That was it. And that's why I believe in my heart that's why there was such a move everywhere we went. Every church service we went to was like that. And I honestly believe it was because we were like, I can't do this. It's either you or nothing's going to happen. And every person you prayed with, the Spirit would move. Every person. There were people there that we prayed for 4 and 5 times. And every time we touched them, the Spirit moved instantly. It was that thick. It was just an awesome experience, and just the love that we have for those people now. This is the one thing I'm going to tell you. They are Oak Grove. Yeah. Yeah. When we left, they were Oak Grove. There was no, you couldn't tell the difference between us and Pastor Juan Carlos or Floyd or, you know, all the other people from the other churches. It was, we are Oak Grove, period. And so it was just an awesome experience.
Okay, well, first, just to, again, you couldn't tell for sure. I mean, we can't say that enough. To the point where at one point somebody thought Gary was married to Chelsea. I got asked if I was Clay's wife like 3 times.
We had to come in customs.
Yeah, customs thought that Michelle was our child. I mean, we were a close family, you know. Harold, he can tell you about his sunburn and all the different ladies that were slathering him in aloe. We were close. And so, I mean, it was really a blessing to be with our family, you know, to be there. But the biggest thing that I took from it, and I spoke, Gary and I tag teamed with Floyd on one service, and the beginning part is just what I can't really get past. And it was just the freedom that they had in Christ. So yeah, there's people all over that are hurting still, but the people in the church, I mean, they were so free. They were free to dance. They were free to worship. They could shout. They could sing. They didn't care. And we may live in a place where we have lots of freedoms, but we're not always free here. And so that was like just the biggest, just, you know, I just prayed every service, and I continue to pray every day, God, make me free of me so that I can be more like you. And so that was just a huge, I mean, it was just really in my face and exciting. And and then I have 3 people that I want you guys to be in prayer with me with. There was 2 ladies that I sat next to during one of the services, and I prayed for them the whole time. I'm not actually sure what was said at the service because I just felt like I needed to pray for them. And then at the end, I asked them if I could pray for them. They didn't come up, and so I just asked. And one of the guys that was sitting kind of away from them started doing all this, and so I knew apparently that they needed some prayer. And so I know they don't have God, and I'm believing that, you know, if we get to go back again or if we stay in touch with Sam and Irene, that they're going to find him. And so if you guys will pray with me on that. And then one of the other just powerful things for me was there was a lady that went up for prayer at one of the services, and the translator, Sister Irene, she actually said out loud, this lady has a tumor in her ovaries that she wants prayer for. Well, about the time she was saying that, Clay was pointing and pointing at me and doing all this because you can't hear anything. And so I was like, get out of the way, because that's what I had and that's what God healed me from. And so I was like, look out, people, because she's getting healed tonight. And so I'm believing that, and I want you guys to believe that with me too.
Yeah.
This was another real good trip this time. All of the new people that didn't get to go last year fit in really well. We thought for the project on the roof, we were thinking we were going to be working with pretty light gauge metal. You know, I brought little airplane snips, kind of tin snips, and we got up there and it was real thick steel. So anyway, it was more welding and cutting torch and that type of thing. But we got quite a bit done. It didn't look like so much done, but that is kind of a slower type work. And none of us was real experienced in that, but we got a good start on it. This trip we had more preachers than last year. I think everybody just got one chance, I think, this year that wanted to speak, but real good, you know, real good services there. I was up on the roof and I saw a guy on a scooter hauling pipe. It was like 4-inch plastic pipe, probably 20 foot long, had a couple of pieces under his arm, dragging the other end of it down the road as he's going on the scooter. I saw somebody hauling a mattress on one of the scooters. They basically use the scooter as a pickup truck. So, but anyway, we had really, really good services there. All of them, you know, kind of went into the night, and the Holy Spirit was there in a mighty way, and just good trip.
I'd say the best part, I was a little curious how all the four teams would work together, you know, with a big group. I figured there'd be some type of, you know, I don't know. But we all worked really well together. We were united, like what Clay was saying, you know. I think that just made me realize, you know, that's how the body of Christ should be. But also one thing that really stuck with me is Harold, he did a devotion, and he was talking about how we're all missionaries, and he commissioned all of us to be missionaries to come back. And, you know, when we're in our work, when we're at school, when we're wherever, the mission trip didn't end because we came back from the Dominican. Every day we're on a mission, you know. So I just need to keep that in mind. Praise the Lord.
Well, this is my first time, and when I saw their homes, I was kind of sad for them because my rabbits live better than they do. But when I went to church, I was sorry for me because the way they worshiped.
So I've done this before. I've gone on mission trips for, I don't know, I want to say like forever. But I'm used to being on my feet. Clearly, I'm still here. I'm a teacher. I'm on my feet all the time. And the biggest thing that happened to me was God took me off my feet. And everyone can say, like, my ankle swelled up while we were there. No idea why. No pain, no nothing. They just did. And they looked like grapefruits, just massive. And I'm thinking, what in the world? Like, I'm here to work. I'm here to do something. I'm here to, you know, just do God's work. And I was so mad one day. And Clay came over to me, and he popped my feet, and it made me even more mad. And there were tears. And then he's like, what in the world's wrong with you? And I'm like, if I'm called on to do something, I want to be able to get up, and I want to be able to do it. I'm tired of sitting here because that's not what I'm called to do. And he goes, you know what? He goes, when you're weak, he goes, you're supposed to rest right now. He goes, I can go out here and I can carry stuff. He goes, but in the evenings, you have to play the piano. I can't do that. And I'm sitting there going, well, yeah, that's what I do. And he's like, do you realize how long you're actually on your feet in our services? He's like, do you understand that you are part of bringing the Holy Spirit into our services? He goes, that's your part in this. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, but I can't do anything right now. And it was so frustrating. But just that moment, I was like, what a humbling moment to know that I can't do it all. And I, even though I want to serve so bad, I can still serve in the background. And that's honestly what I'm called to do. I'm not there to show glory because of how awesome I can be. It's God gets the glory, and God put me down on my feet. And he said, you can sit down and take a rest this time. And so I learned that rest is a good thing. And so that was very, very hard lesson for me because, like I said, I'm very energetic. I'm always about moving. And when I couldn't, it just it frustrates me. But I think God took me off my feet for that reason. And so I learned a lot about the body of Christ. And it was just, it was really cool to see all of us together because we think of the body of Christ as this, but it's not. It's not just this here. It's the churches that are out there. It's the people that we were with. We all became what the body of Christ is supposed to be. And I really think that's what we all came back from and what we learned from, because that's truly what it is. So that's what I learned.
All right. First, Joni, I had a picture I was going to show everyone. I decided against it. So my sunburn was bad. Clay has the picture. I have a new nickname from it. But, you know, I turned 32 on this trip, and this is the second missions trip with this church that I've had my birthday during. But this year, Pastor and some other girls went out and bought me a cake, and then Wes from Peace Chapel, his birthday was on Tuesday, and so we celebrated that way, which thank you guys, because I couldn't have Katie with me, so I guess you're a good substitute. So, no, she nailed it on the head. Michelle did. Like, everyone on this trip had a purpose, whether it was preaching, whether it was working with steel, whether it was just carrying stuff. I knew Terry was strong. He was stronger than I thought. So, you know, this group up here, we became more of a family. I knew most of you. When I left, I came back knowing you more than I thought I knew you well, but I was mistaken. I know you a lot better now. And, yeah, I don't know. God personally started a work in me on that trip. And, you know, Pastor spoke on the shout a couple months ago. And we kind of had to shout when we prayed in the altar. But I just left thinking, like, man, every service, I just felt God had done something. And that we were loosening chains, that God was loosening chains and unbinding things for those people. And they told us that even if we hadn't done physical labor, just the services they were blessed with, they were hungry for God in a way that I've never seen. And, you know, we talk about the services being loud. Those kids during VBS, I needed earplugs. It was loud. But they just wanted more and more of God. And it was just an awesome experience that I was thankful to be on.
Good evening. I don't even know what to say. I got last. They wrapped it up so well. Just to let you know, we built the third story, and it's going to be like an open pavilion type of space with a basketball court fellowship hall type of thing, correct? And what was so awesome was that the people there told us that the work that we did in a couple of days would have taken the Dominican people months. So it was just awesome. We didn't finish the project. I act like I really helped with the welding. The guys didn't finish the whole project. They didn't even get the roof up, but they got all the metal beams. And so it was a little bit, you know, Brother Phil was like, oh, I wish we could have seen the whole finished product. But it was so neat because we did months and months of work. And, you know, just a couple days, we were having trouble not doing anything. And even our missionaries, Sam and Irene, they said, we have never had a missions team come and be mad that they're bored, like, or be mad that they have a second to rest. But that was this team. And it was just so awesome, again, to see the people from last year that we connected with, Pastor Juan Carlos and his daughter. And we went to most of the same church. Satellite churches that we went to last year, and we recognize faces, and there's something in the heart that you just build unity with these people. And you know, Brenda, the youth pastor, on a personal note, I really connected with her last year. She spoke a prophetic word into my life last year and dropped me to my knees. Just, we really connected last year, and the very first night we got off of the plane had dinner, changed our clothes, went to a service. Like, no time. Like, we're in. It's all go right here. And we went to a service, and it was awesome. Pastor preached, did an incredible job. People flooding the altars. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me so clear and said, go have Brenda pray for you. And I fought it, and I fought it. And I said, no, God, I should be praying for her, you know. And he said, go have her pray. And we just grabbed each other. And I said, you pray for me. Because it's a language barrier, but she got it. She grabbed me and we hugged and she prayed over me and prayed over me. And we cried and we cried for a long time. And I don't know what she said, but she prayed what God needed her to pray. And she prayed what I needed her to pray, because I know I felt it in my heart. And as soon as she finished praying for me, Pastor Juan Carlos came over and spoke a word over my life and had Brenda translate. And it was all about God's favor in the next season of life and for this church. And, you know, it just made me so happy and honored to get a word that way. And then when we got here on Sunday, last Sunday, you know, Brother Kareem, he even preached. And at the beginning of the sermon, I know you remember, he said, God's going to bless this church. The word I'm getting from the Lord is favor. And, you know, I don't think all of that's coincidence. I think God is really, truly up to something. I will forever be changed from this trip. My life is changing. I'm feeling the floodgates opening on my life in so many ways. I feel blessed. I feel favored. And I believe it's not just me, but it's this church. And it's every single one of us. And we're on our journey to something new, to something exciting, where we're going to experience revival in Springfield and within this church and within each of us. And it's just so exciting. I mean, Dominican just always launches it in your heart, but it always continues here. And so, Pastor, you can come up. But I encourage you, if you've never been on a mission trip with Oak Grove, do it. You know, we have brainstorming. Pastor preached a sermon this morning on if God calls you to it, he will see you through it. He will provide the resources. Noah didn't have the resources, but he said, yes, God. And God blessed him with ideas, and God blessed him with tools. And I believe if God's calling you to go on a trip, he will bless you with the resources you need to get there. So just be obedient.
Amen. Give the Lord praise. Does this team want to show them how loud they shout? Do you want to give it a shot? Come on now. You can't even come close. Give them all a big hand, would you? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, T. I'll tell you what, God blessed us. And I want to give you a little report of what you did, because the budget is in the monies that they spend, $1,500 to go to Dominican, and $100 of it goes toward the budget, so $2,500 toward the project. That roof that we bought, that together the four churches came together, $200 each for $1,000. The roof only cost $1,000, and they've been praying for 7 years to get it. So for $200, we bought a roof. We were crazy not to meet that need. Aren't you glad we met that need? Give the Lord praise for that. So they have a roof. We also heard that the Bible school needed a laptop. So I called the churches and $200, $200, $200, $200. We bought a laptop for the Bible school, presented it to the pastor, Juan Carlos. And so they give the Lord praise. You also gave them a laptop. You saw the video where we were all in that big open field. Okay, well, last year we went to that church, and our team last year prayed in a circle, a big prayer walk. We walked around that field for future of the church. Y'all remember that. Well, they told us that as soon as our team left and came back to, it's just serious. This is serious. I hope I can tell you this. When we left and came back to America, a doctor from America went back to DR, where he's from, that area, that place, and wrote them a check for $10,000 and gave God the glory. Come on, somebody ought to give the Lord praise for $10,000. So that's why we went back, and now they dug out the area where they're going to build the basement and the new sanctuary for those people. And it's a dream that they said that, you know, coming and bringing faith and bringing prayers and bringing support just does something for them. It expedites the process for them because they don't have all that they need, you know, and we have more than we need. And so that's some of the ways that you partnered with them. Yes, ma'am. And that church is on a main thoroughfare. Absolutely. Absolutely. And the sun has no blockade in the Dominican. It comes, and I mean, it comes straight down and on Harold's back, mostly. It was amazing. It was amazing. For our free day, we had a great time, too. Let me just tell you a couple of more things we did. The only frustration on the whole trip was the team got mad because it wasn't enough work. The work was slowing down because they had to weld, and not everybody could weld and all of this, and so it was some fitting and different things. And so we went ahead and got the church together and bought brick, more brick, to finish out the bathrooms on the Bible school second floor. So we bought two truckloads of brick and got in a long, long line all the way up to the second floor, unloading the truck. And the team was happy as like little kids getting candy. Never seen anything like it. As long as they were working, they were happy. And so we invested a little bit more in the project to get them to stay busy and pass the time. But it was as if they didn't want to stop. Because while we're there, we need to do all we can. Amen? And so that was another investment. Is there anything I'm leaving out? The painting. We bought 5 gallons of a bucket, a 5-gallon bucket of paint. Sister Pat Jarman, is her brother's birthday today, and so she's not here tonight. She's with him. But she and others came together, and Tammy, I believe, and some others did some painting. Right? Is that right? And so they painted and just whatever we could do to keep them busy. And we also, the team from Shreveport, went and bought backpacks, school supplies. Yes, thank you, Chrissy. Randy, the leader of the team from Shreveport, said, Pastor, I want to do something for the kids in the VBS. We went to a poor area, the poorest area that was most appreciative. You see, it's wonderful to have a partnership with missionaries because the missionaries know really the real need. So the missionary said, Pastor, I want to take you to the people that all of them appreciate everything, but these kids in this village appreciated it the most. So we went to the store. We bought backpacks. I think we spent $150, and we bought how many? 75 backpacks with a pad and the little eraser and the sharpener and the pencils and all of that together in a backpack for those kids to go to school, 75 kids. And so I had my little jam box, a little miniature thing. What do you call that? A little boom box thing? A Bluetooth boom box thing that I brought with me because sometimes we don't have power and we don't have, you know, and so you got to, anyway. So we played music, Father Abraham in Spanish. Padre Abraham, you know, whatever. And we played that and the kids just started coming in from everywhere, their parents, and we give them these backpacks. When the missionary, she would just say, Irene, just amazing, amazing missionary. She would just say, that one and that one. Eventually, she got all of them. We in America would have said, here you go. You know what I mean? But she had a strategic way. She knew what to do, when to do it, how to do it, because she knew the families and she knew the need. And it was just a blessing for us to have missionaries like that. To appreciate the missionaries who are boots on the ground. They are boots on the ground. We go in, we come back out. Yay, yay, it's a really good thing. But they are there day in and day out. Somebody needs to give it up for our missionaries. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They're the ones making it happen. And you knew the original plan was to go to Jamaica. We had no missionary representation in Jamaica. So we do not go to a country that doesn't have missionary representation. It's very important. Same as God wants us to have missionaries. So that's how we were able to see needs and meet needs and do that. Also, we bought some paper and stuff, some candy. We bought some things like that for the VBS, and it was just great. I appreciate all the leaders. And help me appreciate this team one more time. Thank you for buying the cinnamon rolls and eating the cinnamon rolls. Thank you for buying the spaghetti and eating the spaghetti. Some of you just gave money to some family members or all people who are gone. Some of you just gave money for the whole trip to get everybody there. Thank you. Thank you.